Nergal, eller Adam Darski, är en unik person. Han är frontman och låtskrivare för det polska metallbandet Behemoth. Han har varit coach i Voice of Poland. Om jag inte minns fel så vann han hans apprentice den säsongen. Han är såna barberarsalongsföretagare, han är ölbryggare, han är entreprenör i en massa saker. Plus så lägger han konstant käppar i hjulet åt konservativa Polen, som till och med har lett till att han har fängslats på grund av sina antikristna uttalanden. Då jag träffar Nergal så är det en regnig sensommardag år 2018. Och Nergal är i stan för att snacka den kommande Behemoth-plattan som heter I Loved You at Your Darkest. Vi börjar dock med att prata om öl.
Oh, did you ever try Behemoth beer?
I did. Last year. Now I haven't been here this year yet. I'm gonna go later this year. But last year when I went during the summer, I had the dark IPA and the Belgian IPA, okay. And they were excellent. I'm being really honest, what I'm saying.
We're trying to get it out everywhere, yeah. But it's gonna happen soon.
Yeah. I mean, I remember I posted on social media some pictures of the bottles, and my friends were like super jealous. I was only traveling with hand luggage, so I couldn't bring any fluids at home. So
I mean, like all the beer lovers, they really appreciate these beers because of the quality, and we really. I mean, they are expensive relatively, but I'd rather buy something expensive.
Yeah, go the extra mile.
I mean, it's always worth it. Life's too short to eat, to drink, to wear shitty stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, Nergal, now when we are here, we started talking about the Behemoth beer immediately.
We are in the Reef, the rock and roll mecca of Helsinki. So we should start with alcohol topic.
Yeah.
And I guess that alcohol is pretty familiar with the Finnish people.
We've heard about it.
You see, in Poland we have milk, you have vodka.
Yeah, right. Right. No, but it's like, for instance, I mean, when it comes to, for instance, let's say the Behemoth beer, I bet you are, of course, really precise on what you put your name on.
Yes.
You don't just approve anything. For instance, this process right here, how long did it take until you found the taste that you like really liked when it comes to the different Behemoth beers?
It's a mutual deal we have with the brewing company. It's a craft brewery. They're relatively small, but they own their own facilities, so they're big enough to do all that stuff and to pay attention to quality, which it's a creative dialogue. I bring the topic, I'm bringing the name, the graphics around it, and then they're like brewery master, whatever the name of the guy is, like the main tasting guy. Is suggesting, oh, maybe for that name we should come up with this and this flavor, okay? And then they just bring in like the tests and drinks
sample.
Samples and we agree or we don't.
Yeah.
So it's a creative process, but it's pretty smooth. We are actually in the middle of production process of the upcoming beer, sixth or seventh now already. It's gonna be called Triumviratus, which is related to the new album Sigil. And I'm actually approving or disapproving in this very case the graphics.
Yeah. Because you see, you're quite the visionary as well, and I can assume that you're also quite the perfectionist. Do people ever get frustrated? Because when it comes to many things revolving Behemoth, you probably have the last saying. Do people ever get frustrated? No matter is it like a brewer or a producer or anything? Does people ever get frustrated because you know?
I don't know. You should ask the people.
All right.
But we are very particular about what we do, and we pay a lot of attention and. We're super sensitive about aesthetics around the band. It's like, it's not the content that is very important. It's not only the content. The content is, the music itself has got to be supreme. Mm. But also the package must be matching the level of quality. And to me, I've always looked at everything conceptually, holistically, the same goes for human, like it starts with you. I like to you know, look wholly at the at my own being, and same goes to other things that I care about, you know what I mean? So it's important. Yeah, I mean, and yeah.
I really admire how, I mean, how many things you have done and how well they are done. Like, of course, the band. I've liked the band for 20 years. And then you have barbershops, you have a nightclub, and you have, you know, many things evolving, Behemoth as well. You've been on television a lot, you released a book, and of some of these things while you were struggling with your health at one point also. Do these like kind of projects and the different branches of things that you are creating, do they also inspire each other?
Absolutely. I mean, it's branches of the same tree, you know, of the same root, so to say. And I've been working hard on my brand and also Behemoth's brand and like all the other branch brands, so to say. And yes, I mean, like all is connected, you know, all is linked to each other more or less. And I just, there's this word polymorph, which stands for a person that it's, you know, that that energies and interests are very distracted, you know. In my case, they are very distracted, but doesn't mean I'm not focused. I'm very focused on all of this, you know. I just, life's short, energy is very limited within each one of us, but I'm very hungry to explore many ways of, you know, like business and art and knowledge. And to me, it's just about learning about myself and learning about the world, you know what I mean? So, and that's my energy, you know, it's very scattered, you know, and that's how I exist, basically. I rely on all this, and I love, like, exploring different channels of expression, you know? And that's why, you know, keep on, like, keep starting off, like, new things, because I just like it. That's my nature, you know. And I am over, you know. I got some other ideas, and you'll see shortly, you know. Within Behemoth, we're starting some rather spectacular and crazy ideas that probably is gonna bring us some legal problems, but I just can't help it. I kind of use daily bread, so to say. But also, I think I'm gonna do something on my own soon too, that I think needs to be done. But I don't want to spoil that. You just stay tuned, and I like surprising myself as much as I like surprising other people, you know. And I really hope that this new record is also comes as a surprise for people, starting from the graphics, the photo session, the album title. Ending on the most important music, so.
Nergal är otroligt petnoga med sin konst. Han har skickat tillbaka förslag på öletiketter flera gånger på grund av pyttesmå detaljer och så. Allt som bär Behemoths namn ska vara perfekt. Och den här den visuella delen så han har också väldigt noggrann med. Allt från eget utseende till då skivomslag och t-shirts design.
Does the new album surprise you?
In many ways, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm used to that, so I stopped listening to this because I'm, unlike many artists, I do listen to Behemoth a lot. I mean, I'm not saying that other artists don't listen to Behemoth, but hardly any artists listen to their own creations. They're like, it's like,
especially after finishing the album, they're tired of it.
We're the same, but I go back to the records and I listen to it often, not just to memorize the songs, you know, to get some details when you work on that later on, like live and stuff. But also, the Satanist, it'd be like on my workout soundtrack for months and months. I'd be just going back to Ora Pro Nobis and other songs, and we just, you know, get me adrenaline going. So that's what I do with the new one as well. I just, oh, I'm gonna click. And that's the, usually the way it works. I think this song, I would like to listen to this song. And I listen to it, oh, maybe, and then I switch to another one, and then another one. Another.
Oh, right.
So I never listen to the whole record from start to finish, but when I start listening to something, it leads to another song.
Right.
And then I can't stop listening to Behemoth. And it doesn't mean that I'm immense with some immersed, sorry, with some self, you know, admiration. I really learn how to listen to my own music from a fan perspective.
Mm. Yeah.
I put myself in a fan position, and I'm like, would I like it if I was, you know, an extreme metal metaller? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think the answer is positive.
You also give that kind of like following you on social media and stuff like that. You really give the kind of kept that kind of image that you're also a fan of music. You know, it's you know, you can really just easily tell on just like the pictures and the texts. That you are really a fan of music, you know,
and I've never stopped being one, you know what I mean, and I'm always hungry to hear like new bands and more bands, and I always go to the shows, and I go to the small shows and I go to the big shows, and I always try to be in the crowd, and I like to be in a back on the side of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe for 2-3 songs, because it's not very interesting. Yeah. I'm always there on stage, so I'd rather go in front of the stage. So when I was here with Behemoth in Finland a month ago, for, what's the name?
The festival we played?
Yeah,
Ilosaari Rock.
Yeah,
I was at the show.
It's the very difficult name, but but I was that, and then like after our set, I just ran into the stage, like in front of the stage to see Jack White.
Yeah.
And he was amazing.
Yeah.
So yes, I mean, and I never stopped buying records. I never stopped. I just bought a Venom shirt from 84 yesterday on eBay for $350.
Like the original one?
Yeah. That's my new passion for a year now. And I spent a lot of money on that. And not that I'm showing off now.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you that, and I'm trying to show fans that it's, that the energy comes back, you know what I mean? And it's like it's making full circle, you know, because if we get paid, I spend this money back in the scene. I give it back to the scene.
Yeah.
I buy merchandise, I buy records, you know, so if you support me, I'm not gonna fucking buy a new villa.
Yeah.
I hope, one day. But in the first place is music. So in the first place, I'm a metal fan, I'm a music fan. So, and I know what you mean, like sometimes you look at these people and they're so detached from the scene, they just make something, but they're not really into that. I'm not judging, you know, some people need that, you know, but I love being part of the scene.
Yeah.
I love it. And also when you see, for years now, when you see Behemoth, like bills, like tour bills that we're part of, always keep in mind that it's us saying yes or no to the bands that we're touring with, unless it's Slayer, obviously.
Yeah.
but if it's bands supporting us, it must be bands that we at least like, if not worship.
Okay.
So I'd be like, oh, Bolzer, I love this band. I need to have them on the bill. Mgwa, Inquisition. Like you name it. Like all these bands, it comes from our fascination for this band and our admiration for the music of the band, and in most cases we just end up being friends with these people, and to me it's a huge advantage, you know. So making great connections with we still keep in bond with, however big we can grow this Behemoth thing, would never want to lose touch with the ground, and we always want to underline the fact that we're deeply rooted in the underground scene, because our music remains underground whatsoever. Yeah. Our message remains underground and extreme whatsoever. No matter if we're gonna storm charts in Finland or not, that's not a priority. It's never been. If you guys buy the record and support us and sell out shows, awesome. I'd be very grateful, but that's never been a priority for us.
when it comes to, oh, still I have to ask regarding the buying music and stuff, yeah, which is your holy grail of your, well, let's say, album collection?
I got some really pricey items in my collection. Well, I got all the Def Leppard Silence original pressing from Burzum in mint condition.
Oh.
So these are like worth like, I don't know, 500,000 euro each.
A lot, yeah.
A lot of money. But I have a test pressing from the first Bathory album.
So not even, not just the yellow.
Yeah.
Not only that, but even before that.
Yeah, test pressing. It was 50, it was 50 or 100 copies pressed only. So I got that. There's no even a cover. It's just a type machine, like the tracking
right,
release.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And I just got a text because obviously I mean, I put a lot of stuff online on Instagram and I just put the information that Eason just visited Barbarian. And I told like a short, like brought up a little story into my like emperor, you know, worship, so to say. And I immediately got in touch with one of the guys from Candlelight. And he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't remember the name now. There's too many people around. But he's like, hey, Nurgle, I just read your post. And in my garage, there's still like some test pressing from the Emperor EP. Would you like to have one?
Really?
And like, you're even asking me? Wow, I mean, and that's all. That's awesome. Like, if you have this question coming next, you know, if I like social media, I fucking love social media because it gets me connected with people, you know. And okay, it can be artificial to some point, you know, but people have like a cool insight to what my life is all about. They appreciate that, and situations like that happen. You know what I mean? It's crazy and it's awesome.
Nergal berättar att det då nya Behemoth-albumet överraskar även honom. Och han försöker alltid lyssna också på egen musik som ett fan. Att han skulle lyssna på, att han vill göra ett album som han skulle lyssna på även om han inte hade med något med bandet att göra till exempel. Och han är annars också ett väldigt, väldigt stort musikfan. Och man kan se det ganska tydligt på hans Instagram när han håller på med vinylskivor och med t-skjortor han har köpt. Och han endorsar väldigt mycket och väldigt gärna det som han tycker om. Han samlar på bandtröjor och sällsynta vinyler. Och bland annat så äger han en sån här testpressversion av Bathorys första album. Och det är ju alltså en sån här, det är otroligt viktig skiva vad gäller extremmetall. Och det här första omslaget, första versionen av Bathorys första album är annars också en raritet, men han har till och med testpress på det, så att nu vet vi hur den vinylnörd han är. Han berättar också att han älskar att gå på andras gig, så på festivaler till exempel, när det är en massa olika genrer. Samma sommar som jag träffade honom så hade Behemoth spela på Ilosar i Rocky Joensuu. Och han sa att direkt när han var färdig med egen keikka så snabbt bara sminke bort och så sprang han för att titta på Jack White som han tyckte att var fantastiskt. Vi avslutar ännu med att prata om att vara rebell och från Polen dessutom. För Polen, ska ni veta, att är ett ytterst konservativt land var kyrkan bestämmer allt. Och Nergal har både som ung och barn och nu som vuxen alltid varit en sån här rebellisk människa, men klart att på det sättet liksom hur man är en rebell, så man kanaliserar det på ett annat sätt när man är 15 versus när man är över 40. Och enligt honom så behöver Polen en person som honom.
There has always and perhaps even should be, when even doesn't matter if it's rock or punk or extreme metal, there is usually always some sort of rebellion related to the music or the content or the spirit. When it comes to you, I mean, Behemoth has been around, and Behemoth is quite a different band in the early 90s. But let's say you 20 years ago and you now, rebellion-wise, do you think that you have like more of it in you, or was it different when you were younger? Did you like have more thing to prove, for instance, when you were, you know, 20 plus or something, or like, how would you say yourself?
It's just I'm as rebellious as I was, but there's definitely a difference in between
channeling it.
That's the first thing, but also like maturity wise, you know, it's like teenage rebellion versus 40 years old rebellion. It's not the same. Hey, yeah. I mean, I think that like the, you know, as much as the level of awareness grows and develops, you know, obviously and evolves, that's like everything else. We were talking sex before, so same story, you know. Sex is as joyful as it was. Just the level of awareness makes difference. You know what I mean? You're more sophisticated. You're more particular. You're more. Your expectations are higher too, you know. So these days I'll be seeing things that would just piss me off back then, you know, and I'd be like, I'll be indifferent. Nah.
Yeah.
It's fuck it, you know. I'm like, whatever, you know. It doesn't do anything to me. But there's some other stuff that just, you know, fuels my my anger, and that also fuels my music.
Mm. Because there's been some controversy around the band also. You have been, you know, we were in talking about legal issues and, you know, not you come from a really conservative country as well and stuff like that. So, I mean, does that also feed your creativity? Does that feed, like, the fire of you when it comes to what you want to produce and make?
Totally, yeah. I think that indifference would kill me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, when people ask me... I had that issue like earlier today with one of the journalists, that case, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would be doing this music. Oh, maybe I would, you know, because you have a really high suicide rate. It's very dark in Finland.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, you brought to the table some really like amazing extreme metal bands like Beharit and Thurgoton and Barathrum and Impaled Nazarene. And a few more, and so there is. I mean, Finland can, you know, be very inspiring spot. But like, I'm talking like economically, it's a very safe place. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Even though like I've been talk, I always talk like, what's the situation in the country, and I always like to learn something about your country and stuff. You know. So I'd hear about the high rates and the properties and like. You give away like 2/3 for, you know, for rental and shit like that. That's bullshit, of course, but that's not the topic of our conversation. In general, one can say that Finland, same like Belgium or Sweden or even UK and Canada, it's all very safe places. You know what I mean? You don't really confront like a, you know, there's no poverty. It's a small percentage of it, like small margin of poverty. And HIV cases and so on and so on. It's probably the lowest ever, you know, in so it's a relatively safe place, you know. Poland, I'm not talking there's a lot of HIV people there, or there's a big poverty and stuff, you know. Actually, we are one of the fastest growing economies, but this is what fuels me. The dynamics in Poland fuels me. The confrontation of tradition, very conservative and backward thinking, driven by Christianity and Catholicism, versus part of society that looks very forward and looks towards Western civilizations, and part of it, you know, being stuck in the in between, like with spread legs, you know, between Russia and the rest of the world, you know, it all makes Poland very exciting country to live in. Not easy living, very distracted, very very divided, very ambivalent, and that's how I feel about my country. I love it, but there's a lot of things that I hate about it, and that's some. And I'm not sure, and I said that earlier today, I'm not sure that Finland would need Nurgle or a person like me, but I bet, and it may sound arrogant, but fuck it, I bet that Poland needs me. That's why I keep on doing this.